This is sports.
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 This is sports. This is sports.
With a capital F.
This is sports with a capital F.
This is sports. This is sports with a capital F.
Generals. Welcome to the Sports with a Capital F podcast. I am Graham, and I am joined by co-host of the Sports with a Capital F podcast, Nicholas Anthony Flebo Jackson, the third Esquire. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm actually trying to audition for my role as the Chicago Bears mascot. If all else fails with this podcast, I'll go into mascotting.
I would at this point, I'd let you coach the team. I think they should sell the Bears to you.
Yeah. I didn't catch that. You're cutting in on there. What'd you say?
Oh, sorry. I was saying at this point I would take you as the head coach of the Bears, you know?
Oh yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Actually, I do good things with the teams. I do good things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I at least think you'd make a better owner. They could sell you the team. Although that's something I've talked to people about before. Like, you look at the Redskins, like, their owner is a fan of that team. And I just don't know if I'd be an effective owner of a team that I was a fan of. You know what I mean?
Well, so to say, don't mix business and pleasure, and you can't do it. You can't do it, right?
Well,
you can't
do it. I mean, look at how terrible the Redskins have been for so long. And I think some of it has to do with that. Because if I was the Bears owner, every time we brought in a quarterback and he sucked for one game, if I was having a bad day, I'd be like, he's fired. Get someone else in there. I'd constantly be making weird personnel adjustments. Yeah.
See, if I was the Bears owner, Jay Cutler would still be in Chicago and I'd be out of Chicago.
The first person in my head that I was thinking about yelling about firing was Jay Cutler. In that little scenario in my mind, I was sitting at a desk, like pounding the table, like, get his ass out of here.
Well, you would definitely wouldn't be on my personnel if I was Bears ownership. We would see eye to eye.
No, if we were co-owners, it would be a nightmare. We'd have to split it. We'd have to split like defensive players and offensive players as far as decisions were made.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what's going on in the news today? Many other.
Well, it's actually odd that today I have a news story that's actually about sports, which is going to come as a shock to people who listen to this podcast that has sports in the title. But the thing I noticed today, Eli is getting benched. The Giants are benching Eli next weekend, and people are losing their minds about
it. Two things. They suck.
Right.
Sure. They're terrible. They suck. And you know what? If I was Eli Manning, I'd take the vacation. I mean, that's a paid vacation. You got two Super Bowls. Come back next year. Like,
right.
Who cares? Geno Smith. Geno Smith? I didn't even know Geno Smith was their backup.
I didn't know Geno Smith was still in the NFL. Hand to God. Yeah. I had no idea.
Wasn't the last time he played, he got punched in his mouth and he got his jaw broken? That's Geno Smith, right? He got his jaw broken by one of his players.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was a teammate of his, wasn't it?
Yeah, when he's in the Jets.
Yeah. So who knows? It's the funny thing, like that was sort of my take. I was like, why is Eli so upset? Why are all these Giants fans so upset? He won two Super Bowls. And even the years he won the Super Bowl, the Giants were highly questionable in the regular season both those years. Like, Eli Manning's not like a stranger to bad stretches of football. It's just somehow they would figure out a way to win enough and then get it together by the time they got in the playoffs. But without Tom Coughlin and Eli's advancing age, I don't know. I just don't think it's that big a deal.
Oh, that's a terrible. I mean, I think it's totally irrelevant because they're not even playoff contenders. So why is anybody even talking? Why is anybody even talking? Why is ESPN headlines about a team that's only won two games this season?
Yeah.
Who cares? Who cares? Who gives a shit?
Oh, I certainly don't. I was really more in it to talk about the people who were reacting to it that way. Like you said,
exactly.
Like, who cares?
Yeah, so that's the best part. What's that guy, Michael Rapaport? He has a video. You got to go watch it.
Guy has me in stitches constantly when I see his video. He, especially in his heyday when the Knicks were, really bad, he has done very funny stuff. Yeah. No, I'm a big Michael Rapaport supporter.
Yeah, shouts out to Michael Rapaport. You should come on the show.
Absolutely.
And come hang out with us.
He certainly has a standing invitation. If you have video Skype and a long time to wait for me to get all my PCs and Androids in order, you are welcome on this podcast anytime, sir.
I think we need to start a Kickstarter to get you a MacBook or something over there. I think we're going to have to work on it.
Yeah, so. we'll start a Patreon page. But yeah, I am working with all the technology from our rapping heyday. So as a bit of it's outdated. A bit of it. I don't know that there's anything in here that's newer than 10 years. Yeah. No, it's a testament, I think, to our resiliency that I was able to resurrect all this stuff to bring these beautiful people to Sports with a Capital F podcast. I almost said that with a straight face.
It's a great thing. I mean, I waste plenty of my time on it, so I'm sure other people get to enjoy that. I mean, you know, get to watch other people waste their time. It's a good thing.
I certainly do hope that they appreciate the effort, though, because I do think we're getting better, but not to... Not to dwell on ourselves, not to pat ourselves on the back too much there.
Speaking on the back, you got that fly ass t-shirt on.
Yeah. I don't know if I can turn around without looking ridiculous here.
Yeah, they can't see it. They can't see the back. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I like it. You know what the best thing about that t-shirt, too, is it's some White Sox white and black. That's a great color.
This is the last one that will be manufactured in this color from this point forward. I'm dyeing it blue tonight.
That's good. That's a good t-shirt.
Yep. That was good. We may even squeeze that in. So this week, though, and I think this will be a good plan moving forward because it helps us generate content without listening to us stumble around too much. We had some listeners submit some things they wanted to hear us discuss. Kevin Schmidt, or, you know, he's been on the show and is generally.
Oh, hold on, time out. Shouts out to Kevin Schmidt doing good in fantasy football, but I whooped that ass this week, Kevin Schmidt.
Yeah.
The horse show. That was a Tiki Torch terrorist. We whooped that ass. So, yeah, good shouts out to you. Anyways, let's get back to it.
Yeah, no, that was was a good good point there. Yeah, I guess our fantasy football league is still going, but I've had enough. But Kevin submitted string theory. You know about string theory?
What is it?
String theory. It's like a, oh God, it's a theory involving like quantum mechanics.
Okay. I don't. So you should indulge me because if I don't, I'm sure majority of our listeners don't either.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't necessarily count myself in the category of people who know anything about it. I know of string theory. I've heard that before. As far as I understand it, which is not very well or very far, it involves something about one-dimensional strings of energy or particles that connect everything. It kind of has to do with multiverses. It has a lot to do with like the nature of reality down like way past the atomic level. It's
something that he wanted us to waste our time talking about to look like jackasses.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. Okay, yeah. We need to screen these messages next time.
No, I felt like I was going somewhere with that, but not really. But that's what I understand about it. So, you know, if you're a listener and you're like, hey, what do you know about this? I promise to do no research, and I'll just say what I know about it.
Well, when you said it, I thought it was some kind of new weird string art. People create weird things with string. I don't know.
It's something that's over my head.
Whatever. I guess I'm going to have to go look it up now, though, and I'm going to look it up and figure it out. And thank you, Kevin, because I'm going to learn something because of you.
Exactly.
I don't appreciate it, but that's, thank you, Kevin, for listening.
We seek to entertain as well as educate. Just we're not very good at the educating part. The other thing he suggested was bear hunting. I don't know anything about bear hunting. It sounds like a bad idea.
It sounds like something Packers fans would suggest to do. Is he a Packers fan?
No, he's a Bears fan, but that is sort of a Packers fan thing to suggest.
Yeah. I don't know anything about bear hunting. I wouldn't want to go bear hunting. I don't really have beef with bears. I'd really rather go like meth head hunting or something like that. Like I have
something that more seems valuable. Yeah, I don't have it. In fact, I have the opposite of beef with bears. I don't want to go anywhere where there's bears. I have no unless there's Chicago bears, and even then these days I wouldn't pay to go hang out with them. But the but like a bear in the woods, that kind of bear, nah. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
No, I'm good. Because, well, that's his woods, not my woods. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
So that's what we know about bear hunting. His third one was Mexican strip clubs, but I've never been to Mexico. I imagine they're crazy.
Oh, I actually will plan a trip. That Kevin, I will research this since I'm close to the border. I will get more information for you, and we can talk privately, and I can share things about it with you. Don't worry.
We'll circle back to that on a later date when once Flea has done all his research.
What kind of Mexican strip club? I mean, because I can only imagine that they're at the bottom of the barrel.
The only one I know of is the one in From Dusk Till Dawn, and I don't want to go there.
Not with my man Antonio Banderas is going to come in. Yeah, yeah. Nah. I know. That's a good movie, actually.
Yeah, it's fantastic, for sure. Undoubtedly.
Who else did you have on those? That dude, Jimmy.
He's done a bunch of good
Jimmy
stuff.
Jimmy was on there also. He was... he told me I should talk about the Bears more, which I'm like, I'm wearing a Bears scarf, a Bears hat. I don't think I need to talk about them except it's the greatest franchise ever, despite the struggliness of it. But when you have high hopes like the Kansas City Chiefs, like you're a fan of, shout out to my boy Victor and Ant because they're Raiders fans. They kind of on the downward spiral too. But the Chiefs, you guys shot yourselves in the foot, and that's a notorious Andy Reid thing, isn't it? That's what Andy Reid does.
He's been to that movie before.
Yeah.
Well, I saw your boy put that thing on there. What was his name? Jimmy?
Yeah.
Yeah, shouts out to Jimmy. I saw Jimmy put that thing on the internet. But I have a deal, like AFC West teams for me, like might as well be cricket teams from Mars. Like in my world, my ability to pay attention to that division is about nil.
The only reason why I pay attention is because I had a bunch of Raiders fans. I'm obviously staying at a station on the West Coast, but I still don't. It's like even like when I lived on in Chicago, like the Big Ten Network. Like I don't care about the Pac-12. I still don't care about the Pac-12 living out here. I don't want to watch the Pac-12. I just want to watch the Big Ten.
Yeah, I hear that. No, it's definitely the case. But yeah, you've been exposed to it more. But yeah, like I'm about as far east as you can be pushed relative to where you are, and I just don't ever. It just never comes up. And I don't ever meet like cool people who are like Chiefs fans or Broncos fans, or I haven't met, like, not out here. I've met them in my travels, but generally if you bump into like a, you know, San Diego Chargers fan in Georgia, you're usually dealing with a very special kind of individual.
Yeah, well, I mean, Jimmy lives in Portland, so. But Jimmy's cool. I like Jimmy. I don't say nothing bad about him.
No, I wasn't speaking about him directly. Yeah. I was just saying my experience with those kind of, with the fans of that. So I just don't have any, I don't really have an opinion on that division.
Yeah, well, neither do I. Who cares? Because once again, it's not in the Bears division. I really don't care. No. Thanks for listening to the show, Jimmy. I care enough that you listen to the show that I will say what I feel about the Chiefs. And it sucks because Andy Reid will never win a Super Bowl. He's never won a Super Bowl, right? He's always failed.
Yeah, no, he failed with the Donovan Eagles McNair. And then got close a couple more times, but that's been it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Me and Griff were talking about that the other day. If you notice, like in the NFL, there's sort of this pool of guys who we're all just told are guys who can be the head coach of an NFL team, right? You just them move around. Like, look at like Andy Reid or Rex Ryan or guys like that who just like move around and find jobs and stuff.
It's a pool.
Yeah, even though
it's a society. Yeah, it's a society.
But I wonder if you just took, like, obviously you'd have to teach him like the nuts and bolts and the day to day of working in the office. But if you just took like a Madden nerd and let him call the plays for an NFL team over the course of a few seasons, like, do you think the results would actually be like markedly different than the results from any randomly selected head coach in the NFL who isn't Bill Belichick?
Well, I think when you go play in a Belichick system, you have a lot more respect. So, like, if I want to go coach the Patriots, and I'm going to call the plays. So maybe not, but, I mean, I don't know. That's a good question.
I just don't know if it would – I just, you know, statistically, like, the way the game works and the way you've seen other head coaches perform, it's just a thought exercise. I just wonder if some Madden nerd couldn't, like, effectively play call for a solid football team.
Yeah, like the next guy who wins the Madden tournament gets the Cleveland Browns job. If I was a Cleveland Browns fan, I'd be fine with that.
Oh, you know, I'd be like, totally fine with it. Well, because I'm at the point now where I'm like, sell the Bears to Flea. So I know what that feels like to be like, we're just never going to win like this. And we don't even have as dire a situation as the Browns.
Well, if you sell the Bears to me, then you really hit rock bottom because I can't pay much for them at all.
I'll give you $50.
Yeah, so $60 and free tickets.
Yeah, for sure. That's about what I could offer. But if you ever do own the Bears, I expect a crony job at least.
Yeah, you can sell popcorn in the stands.
Oh, that's physical labor. That's messed up, man. I should be the public address announcer.
That's fine. Well, who is of course, that? You can sit in, you can be the announcer. You can be the stint announcer at the games. You're good. You got a job. You got a job. That's you got a job.
That's what I expect, man. But yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah. It is a, but I do. I wonder about the NFL. I wonder about that structure, that club of people who they've determined are qualified to be the head coach of an NFL team. Guys with like proven losing track records.
Well, you remember that one time they gambled and they brought in Mark Trestman. Oh. You know that firsthand. They brought him from the outside.
Oh, I remember.
Okay, so.
I remember that. Yeah, he came from the CFL. But, you know, he also, you know, it was a weird setup with his squad. But even then, that guy is probably because he was, you know, had a limited NFL experience and was a Canadian football coach. He knew there was going to be a lot of pressure on him to succeed. It could have made him overthink things, and that's why he blew it. But I just wonder if like a proper Madden nerd who just like saw the players as like dots on a board and like just arranged them that way, if he would do any worse than like Mark Trestman, you know?
I don't think you can do much worse than Mark Trestman, so it's worth a gamble.
Yeah, you'd probably be okay with nobody calling plays for a whole season. You'd probably do better than Trestman.
Yeah, just let the quarterback go run out there and call the plays and let the linebacker call the defensive plays. I think it's – why not? Why not?
Yep. You'd win two games.
Okay. That's – well, how many games did the 49ers win this year?
I don't know. That you know what? They probably would have won more with Kaepernick. Anybody sick of that? I'm not sick of hearing it because it's true, but it just keeps not being any less or more true. It's like Geno Smith just got the start for the Giants. Like,
That is ridiculous. That is a good time to bring him back up. That is a very good time to bring him back up.
Well, it's just hard to ignore at this point. And I was, what call it what you want, but you know, I was sort of at the beginning of the season, like he'll start somewhere. Like everyone's making a big deal out of this about nothing. Somebody will sign him. But here we are, like if week a playoff 13, team and there's him. A bunch of garbage football teams. Like, yeah, I don't
why know. Not the Texans, though? The Texans would have been a perfect fit after Deshaun Watson went down. The Texans could have grabbed him.
Yep.
They were a playoff team. They
ran that team. Offense.
Yeah, they could have went far with Deshaun Watson or a quarterback like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But, you know.
Come to Chicago. I like Trubisky, even though Trubisky kind of, I don't know. What did you think of last week's game? I couldn't even watch the whole thing. I didn't have to go do lunch, but it was terrible.
No, I didn't. I didn't. I can't remember where I was. I was out with my daughter, and when I came back, I was gonna watch it. And by the time I looked at my phone to see what the score was to determine whether I would turn it on or not, and it was over pretty early. They were getting bullied. I mean, the Eagles, though, to their credit, are really good. I think the Eagles are gonna go deep here.
They're a really good team, and you know, it's a young, they're a young good team too. So. Yeah, they're a young, good team. So, yeah, good. I mean, I only hope that we have that kind of success with our young quarterback because one started off rough, too, and a couple years later. And so, what's his name? The guy in the Rams is doing the same thing. So,
yeah, hopefully, no, you definitely stick with Trubisky for a while. You're not, you know, it'd be nice, but I don't know.
Well, if you don't get anything to help him, then it won't work out.
You
won't
have to worry about it anyway, yeah. But I like the way the defense is set up. We've talked about the Bears.
Yeah, we just got Lamar Houston back, too. They just re-signed him. And Polinsky. Yeah, they signed a couple people. What about I sent you that tweet. Did you see that tweet? I've tagged you in with the Eagles player who's getting sued for seducing somebody's wife.
Yeah, $50,000 that lady's husband wants. Because she
banged. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a law in North Carolina. If you like destroy somebody's marriage, if you read that whole post, if you destroy somebody's marriage or something, like you are at fault and you can be sued for that. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Good thing I quit home wrecking a long time ago.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing I quit home wrecking in North Carolina at least. But but that is that's an interesting law. I could get lost in discussing that law because it's kind of like, so are you saying women are somehow powerless to make their own decisions? Like that if a married woman bangs an NFL player, it's somehow the NFL player's fault? when he's an NFL player, he's like a rich young dude, earmuffs sensitive listeners, but he's out just like throwing Wang around willy nilly.
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah.
And you know, so, your old lady gets, I can respect the dude though, because his old lady got caught up in it. That's all falling apart for him. So he's like, maybe I can get 50 racks out of the deal. He's like, what is this paid worth to me? $50,000. So we'll see.
All he probably did was shake her hand, and the guy was like, man, I'm going to sue this guy. Like, I'm going to figure it
out. Nah, sounds like he
by the law invested in me in North Carolina.
He didn't hold the door open for maybe the case. Yeah, exactly. I don't want to bash North Carolina too much, man. Raleigh is actually pretty cool. Raleigh, Durham, like over the last 10 years has exploded. It's pretty cool out there.
Oh yeah, North Carolina's dope. Asheville's dope too. No, it's dope. Yeah, not, I mean, the laws are weird, but that doesn't change anything.
Yeah, and the whole state is not. Oh, and Charlotte's dope too. Yeah, South Carolina's cool too, man. Yeah, yeah. One day you should come out here and we'll just kind of run around the Southeast a little bit, because there is some stuff.
I'll be in Disney World in the beginning of the year. Actually, my brother will be with me too. The whole family will be there.
Orlando?
Yeah, in January 2nd.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we'll talk about that off podcast, because I think actually I'm taking that whole week off, and that's not that far of a drive for me. But yeah, where the hell were we? I'm having fun though, man. That's sort of what I really enjoy about doing the podcast now, is I start like really actually enjoying myself while I'm doing it.
Yeah, and that's a good podcast. I wish I had some more news. I was trying to get some more news to talk about, because there's a lot of fun stuff. I just can't even think about anything right now. Yeah. There hasn't been no sexual harassments in the news, which is good.
No, no, that's not true. I mean, we can talk about it if you want to. I was going to try to kind of stay clear of it. Oh, Matt Lauer, you know, the guy from the Today Show?
Yes.
He's going down, and dude, you didn't know about this. This, as a fellow hip-hop head, this is going to bother you. Russell Simmons has stepped down.
Okay.
From
so
all
I knew Russell
of his
Simmons
ownerships, but based on the allegation that he used his like power and influence to have sex with a woman in 1991 that asked to go home, and then the driver drove. I mean, I don't know. It's not super above board, but what did happen in 1991, and she even said like, you didn't hit me or physically abuse me or threaten me, but you did use your size to maneuver me into the elevator. So I don't know.
Well, Russell Simmons is a good guy. That I mean, I don't know. I think somebody's trying to take advantage of him just because of everything that's going on.
Although
right now,
he is back in doubt. Like, he was like, oh, I'm super sorry about this, even though I don't remember it like that. I'm super sorry about this. I'll see you guys later. And he's kind of like he's not really stepping down, because he's still going to be making a lot of money, but he's like backing away from the spotlight. So maybe more skeletons in there. Who knows? But yeah, so that was today's,
I didn't know that.
Sexual harassment report.
Okay. Well, speaking of sexual harassment being sexual,
no,
Tiger Woods is back in a golf game and supposedly he's shooting 10 under par. He's killing it. So shouts out to Tiger Woods.
Yeah, you knew he was going to come back from that. I forgot, though, actually the guy who they got was the day before yesterday was Garrison Keillor. You know Prairie Home Companion on NPR. Oh, this is NPR. And our NPR station could use your donations to pay Garrison Keillor to grab chicks' boobs.
And say that again. I can't hear the
last
part.
You don't know who Garrison Keillor is? He's he hosts Prairie Home Companion. It's like a super popular NPR show. It's pretty much
I've heard of it.
The whitest thing in the history of white. It is like folk music and like kind of like wholesome sketches. And whatever's going on with him doesn't actually sound all that grievous. But if you don't know who he is, you should Google a picture of him. As a matter of fact, maybe
you should put a
picture
on
the
green screen.
Yeah, because it's going to be very funny. You see this guy and people are like, he's a sexual deviant. I'm like, oh, no. But these things are happening, folks. Like, be nice. Yeah. You know, don't be creepy.
Yeah, and don't be grabbing no pussies, pretty much.
No,
it's that simple.
Yeah. What are you, the president?
Yeah, don't get too ahead of yourself.
Who do you think you are? The leader of the free world? Number 45? You're like a 45 like Jordan? I think so. Don't grab them. Put your hands in your pockets, but don't masturbate, Louis C.K.
Yeah.
Don't play pool. Just hands in pockets. Knife hands like this. In pockets. In pockets. This is what we'll start doing as dudes. If we see a dude getting ready to lose his job for being overly flirtatious, you do give him this number.
Oh yeah. No, that would exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're just listening, you're going to need to see that on YouTube because I did my hands like knife hands, like karate hands, and I stuck them in my pocket. Shouldn't have explained it. Moving on. I don't know. Are we ready for power rankings? I think everyone else
let's do power rankings.
And now, the Cap F Sports Power Rankings.
All right. This week's or episode's power rankings are pretty easy. Harbor, you know, like a harbor, like where water does that. Liquid and belly.
Belly, like a belly button?
I'm assuming just like your belly. We could say the movie Belly if we wanted to, but I just assume.
That's a great movie, though. That's a great movie.
It is. That is a feat that was never really quite duplicated because it was a good movie that happened to have rappers in it as opposed to being like many of the rapper movies that came out around that time. You know what I mean?
Well, DMX was perfect in it. Nas was terrible, but DMX had to go out there and be himself.
Oh, Nas and T-Boz were almost unwatchable, it was easy to lose them in the fray of everything else was going pretty good. Method Man was good in it. The guy with the lips and the banana, he was good in it. There were a lot of people who were really good in it, so.
Yeah, Method Man, yeah, it was a good movie. It's a Hype Williams movie, so yeah, it's a good movie.
No, yeah, Hype Williams, too, is like a visual master of that era, like with the fisheye lenses. But his angles were real dope, and he sort of, you know, you see it a lot now. It's like one of those things where when someone's a pioneer or something, everybody just keeps doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
You see it a lot now.
What was the first thing you said?
Cuts and stuff. Harbor.
Harbor. Oh, like Pearl Harbor.
Could be. Any harbor. Not necessarily that super negative, depressing harbor.
Well, I would have to say liquid anyways first because many things, because you can't have a harbor without liquid. Nope. You can't have this beautiful suds, the Duff Beer, like Homer likes to drink without liquid.
Yeah, you're not getting the belly like me. You're not getting this dad bod rocking without liquid, like beer. Mm-hmm. And no one's alive without water. Nah, liquid definitely numero uno.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah. Liquid's number one. Yeah. And then I would probably, unless it's the movie Belly, because I can watch the movie Belly with some liquor. Liquid first, for sure. Liquid's first.
I would say probably liquid. Belly Harbor, even whether it's the movie or a belly.
Or your belly, yeah.
Because, you know, when you fill your belly, that's always nice.
You know? And I'm poor. I can't afford a boat. I don't need no harbor, man. I ain't getting to go nowhere.
No, so, I hear that. Well, yeah. And like I said about not wanting to go where there's bears, I'm not super interested in going where there's sharks. Evolution took us out of the water. Out of the water. All of these, you know, we're the product of 14 billion years of cosmic evolution, and that took us
out of liquid.
Of the water. We still need liquid to live, but we don't have to go back into that water full of monsters, folks. You don't have.
It's like the episode of Simpsons where the dolphins came back to take over. Yep. If you've never seen that episode, Google it.
It's a Treehouse of Horror. I don't remember which one, but it is a Treehouse of Horror. That's a good one. Yeah, we don't want to go back to the water, folks. So if you go out on the water and it's not your job and you get consumed by some sort of dinosaur monster, I'm generally like, well, that's the only place they are. You don't like bump into great white sharks when you're shopping for apples.
They're still discovering new species in the water. I don't want nothing to do with that. I'm totally fine with that.
It's basically upside down outer space. The ocean is basically like upside down outer space. Like suspended in this weird fluid, and we don't really know that much about it.
Upside down, out of space. Wow, I like that. I think I'm going to make that T-shirt. Upside down, ocean out of space. So $35.99 on the website. Give me 3 weeks, everybody.
Definitely. Yeah, we'll add a store to the website at some point. Did we solve the power rankings? I think we've probably done enough there.
Yeah, that's good. That's good enough. These people get sick of us after like 25 minutes anyway.
Yeah. No, I think this is our perfect time range. And without too much discussion about the podcast, let's close it out. You got any other shout outs or any other pressing business you got going on over there, General?
Not at all.
All right. Well, thank you for listening genuinely. And please keep the listeners submitted discussion ideas coming. We're all over the place. Sports with a capital F at Cap F Sports. #CapFSports. This beautiful T-shirt I'm wearing will be available on date to be determined. He's fleece
with with matching White Sox hats.
Negative. But maybe the ocean is upside down outer space. I feel like
that. I like that. I like that idea. I'm going to make that happen. Yeah. Make that happen.
You're on that. All right, everybody. Thank you very much. I will see you on Sunday, and we'll be back at some point in the interim with another episode of Sports with the Capital F Podcast. Bye.
This is Sports with a capital F.
This is Sports.
This is Capital.
This is Sports.